Okay, AB3WG, good evening, everyone. We'll hang out as we always do here on the monthly section EchoLink Net. To give folks a chance to check in with us, it's only 4 minutes of, so let's hang out a little while, and I'll scribble down folks as they check in on my little paper here, and then we'll get started. We have a few things to go over, not much. This month, it's been fairly slow this month, so stand by and we'll get started here on the monthly section EchoLink Net, AB3WG. Good evening again, everyone. We'll wait a couple more minutes to get started and give folks a chance to check in. Somewhat of a nice little group coming in here, so let's stand by and then we'll get started. AB3WG, thanks for joining. Okay, good evening, everyone. 83WG, my name is Chris. This is the monthly EchoLink Net on the WASH_DC conference bridge. We always thank John Creel for allowing us to run this net and use the conference server. So let me go ahead and get started here as and folks will perhaps continue to check in. Okay, so before I get started, let's go ahead and give John Creel a chance to make some comments. WB3GXW, John, if you're on, your comments, please, sir.
Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Well, we have a little issue with the conference server computer. We believe somebody is trying to hack into it, and that's being dealt with as we speak. And the other little tidbit of news is that tomorrow morning, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be holding its monthly test session at 9 o'clock at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street. Sorry for the squeaking in the background. K9 DOG and I are playing right now, and he's got his toy. That's it. Back in that control. Everybody be safe, and enjoy the weekend. WB3GXW.
Okay, thank you, John. Always a pleasure to be here and to have the use of the conference bridge. We thank you very much. All right, again, 83WG, my name is Chris. This is the monthly section EchoLink Net. And I want to talk about, go over a couple things that have been going on in the section real quick. The section news was posted, I got that out this past Wednesday. And that went out to all the affiliated club reps. It also is posted on our web, the section webpage, arrl-mdc.org. So you can read the section news there. I also put it out on our groups.io email system. There's not a lot of people signed up for that, so but I did put it out there. And so the section news is out if you would like to get that. The best way to do that is just to go to our website, arrl-mdc.org, and you can find it right there. I created a separate page. It says Section News. Just click on that, and all the information comes up right there for you. Okay, so while I'm mentioning the Section News is getting bigger and bigger every month, it seems. This month, we have... we've got some reports from some of our other staff members. My notes are in there as always, and then some of our other staff members, my assistant section manager, Sid Caesar, has some information in there. I believe our affiliated club coordinator, Stephen Fuchs, has some information, a report in the section news. So please look at that information. I know those folks don't get quite as many opportunities to speak with folks as I do. So please please look at those that information in the section news. And I'm really happy to have those reports coming in so that all of you can find out what all the folks on our staff are doing, because that's important. Break. Okay, so recently, in fact, this past weekend, last Saturday, the 14th, that I was fortunate enough to go up to HQ in Newington, and this is for the section manager training that they do. They do this once a year for new section managers. I was supposed to go last year, but I was unable to do that, so they had us up this year, and everything worked out beautifully anyway, because that's the same year that my friend Steve Keller from Delaware was there, so I got a chance to pal around with him quite a bit. Fascinating individual, and just tickled pink that he's the section manager in Delaware, so we were able to hang out and chat quite a bit. So I'll give you a brief report. We basically were in the conference room there at the headquarters building, and we started off quite early in the morning, about 7:45, and Dave Minster kicked us off and gave us some really great comments about different things that are going on at the league. As most everyone knows, there's still an IT issue going on that they're working through, and so a lot of stuff happening there. After him, we had many other of the staff members there, and one director, Scott Yonley, was there. And so they basically gave presentations on their area of business and what they were doing and the kinds of folks that work with them. We got a tour of the lab, and of course we went over to WNAW later on in the evening. And that was fascinating. I had just a great time looking at Old Betsy and some of the other artifacts that are in the display case there. It's just a fascinating trip, so that was really great. Okay, continuing on, the CaraFest is coming up next month on the 12th. That's at the Howard County Fairgrounds, one of my favorite locations, right up the street here. So I would love to see you there. I will be there, of course, as section manager with our table, probably in the usual building there. And so I'd love to have you come by and let's chat a bit if you would like. We haven't been to a HamFest in a while. It's been a month or two, a couple months probably. So I'd love to see everybody at the CaraFest coming up October 12th at the Howard County Fairgrounds. Break. Okay, going back to what's going on at the league, there are still several databases and functions that are still not up to par. One of them is section ARO member email, or what I call section-wide email. That's still down, so they're working on that still. Also, I did find out that if you're an instructor, or if you know one of our instructors, they usually are able to list class sessions on the league website. That functionality is also down, as the database that interfaces with that functionality is down. So if you have any instructors that are wondering why they can't list their classes, someone sent me an email about this, so I thought I'd mention it. That database is down, so hopefully that functionality will return soon. Break. Okay, very good. That's pretty much all I have at this point, so we'll go ahead and get started with our linked repeaters. And let's start with, let's see, I've got WA3DZD on my list here. Let me make sure. Yes, Maryland FM. All right, WA3DZD, Maryland FM, let's have your comments and then call your stations, please. All right, nothing heard from DZD. All right, let's go to the, I believe this is the Ocean City Machine, K3ORB. Oh, your comments, and then call your stations, please, K3ORB.
Hey, good evening, Chris. This is K3WOC, Mark in Ocean Pines, calling on behalf of the K3ORB repeater. If there's anyone out there listening tonight to the K3ORB machine here in Ocean Pines, we will gladly take your check-ins now. Please call.
K3RRY.
Hello, Charlie 3 Uniform, Charlie, Quebec.
KC3ZSM.
Kilo, Charlie 3, Echo, Whiskey, November.
Kilo, Bravo 3, Papa, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
All right, roger, roger there, callers. I appreciate that. We've got a nice little list of folks out there so far at KB3RRY, Dwayne in Berlin, KC3UCQ, Brian in Newark, KC3ZFM, Jason in Ocean Pines, KC3EWN, Jim in York County, Pennsylvania, and last on my list was KB3PFF. Thank you guys so much. Just a little bit of club news, and then we'll jump into comments. Business is back in session for the Worcester Radio Group. Our next club meeting is in 2 weeks on Wednesday, October 2nd. We will be having a testing session as well. So for any hands out there wanting to upgrade their tickets or have friends that want to get their tickets, simply go to our website, k3wrg.com, and book your exam session. That will be at 6 p.m. right in downtown Berlin. And in other club news, we'll take a quick break and come right back. The club is also having our first ever fox hunt in mid-October, and shortly after is our next Parks on the Air event over at Assateague Island State Park. That's going to be on October 26th, it's a Saturday. We like to get started at 9 in the morning, and the event is open to the public, and it'll go on till probably mid-afternoon or so. It is on the state side of Assateague Island Campground. Anyone and everyone's welcome to join us and learn about Parks on the Air, logging software, and general radio unit. So with that, we'll go ahead and pass it on to our check-ins. Let's start with Dwayne here in Berlin. First up, KB3RRY.
Hey, nothing really to report at this time, Mark. I'm ahead of that. Going back to that, I just wanted to check in with the host.
Sounds good, Dwayne. Thank you for your comments there, sir. Hope you have a wonderful Friday. Let's pass it on down to Brian in Newark, KC3UCQ. How's it going there?
Good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net. Doing well. Got a lot of soldering going on this weekend. I'm finishing up the second board to my true USDX that I built. I'm finishing the second board as we speak. I'm also doing some attenuators for a couple of gentlemen in the club for the upcoming fox hunt. And some other random various projects I've got going on in the ham radio world this weekend. But other than that, it's been a really good week, and looking forward to this weekend. Hopefully everybody has a good weekend and a great week. Until the next time, this is KC3UCQ, back to net control.
Thank you kindly, Brian, for those comments there, my friend. Really appreciate that. I love hearing about all those projects. We'll be talking here again soon. With that, let's pass it to Jason, KC3ZFM.
KC3ZFM. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Mark. Last week was a pretty good week for me. I was on vacation in Myrtle Beach and got the opportunity to chat with the people, chat with some people down in South Carolina. So that was really cool. And other than that, everything's going great. Back to net control.
Roger, roger, Jason. Thank you so much, man. Good stuff. I hope you enjoy that time at Myrtle Beach, man. Sounds awesome. All right, next up on the list, our good old buddy Jim, all the way up in York County, Pennsylvania, connected into the Echo Link node tonight, KC3EWN.
K3WOC, this is Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey November. Jim up here in York County, Pennsylvania. Well, the only thing I have is make sure you check into the Mid-Atlantic DMR net. I am one of the net control stations in rotation for the net, and I believe I'm up in the command chair next Thursday. So the Mid-Atlantic DMR net is held on Maryland State Talk Group 3124 on the Interstate Seabridge system and the Brandmeister system, and that is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Early check-ins start at 7:30 p.m. So every week there on Maryland State Talk Group 3124, and yeah, the list of check-ins each week is growing and growing, so don't forget to put that on your calendar. Otherwise than that, we're doing well, and all I got to say is the Worcester Amateur Radio Group is a real good group. They are real active, and they're my home away from home, so thanks, Mark, for all you do, and the people of the members of the club. This is KC3EWN, back to net control.
Hey, roger, roger there, Jim. Well, thank you so much for checking in tonight. It is certainly great to hear you. We're looking forward to seeing you coming up at the Parks on the Air event as well over at Assateague. Thank you so much, man.
Wonderful to have you as always, and definitely tune in to the Maryland Statewide Net on Maryland Talk Group 3124. Good times as always on there. Alrighty then, I think the next one I had was KB3PFF.
Yes, good evening everyone on the net. This is KB3PFF Steve in Rockville. I believe this is my first time calling in. I don't have any particular comments. Just have a good weekend everyone. KB3PFF back to that control.
Roger, roger. Thank you so much there, sir. Have a pleasant evening. And with that, we'll pass it back to Net Control, Mr. Chris there, AB3WG. Really appreciate all you do there for the section there, Chris. 73, this is K3WOC.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark. Always great to have you on the net and folks checking in on your system. All right, let's go next. Oh, one thing I want to correct. Thank you, Jeff, for the correction. The Acara Fest is October 6th. And I apologize for the error. I do have it correct on my phone calendar. Acara Fest is October 6th. Thank you for the correction. All right, let's go next to W3FDK, the Frederick Machine. Your comments and call your stations, please. All right, nothing heard there. All right, let's go to my friend Don on the KA2JAI machine. Your comments and then call your stations, please.
Thanks, Chris. This is N3FQC with on the Maryland Mobile Ears repeater, Millersville, and which 146.805 repeater. And I only have one little thing and advertise that BTN always can use more net control stations. That's we meet 6:30 p.m. and we meet on 146.67. Or the backup 146.805. But okay, and also yes, MDD. If you do Morse code, MDD is desperate for small folks. So Father Al probably mentioned something about that and get some details. All right, with that, we got on the RF right now. We have N3HU Bob in and out, and I'll call for any other check-ins on the 805 machine.
Sorry, 3 years for my number.
I think that was Kilo Charlie 3 USN, was it? Okay, station checking in. I didn't quite pick up. Please call again.
Kilo Charlie 3 Uniform Mike November.
Okay, sorry, I messed it up. Kilo Charlie 3 Uniform Mike November. Your comment? Please. Okay, well, we'll go to Echolink and check on RF in a little bit. On the Echolink side, we've got KA2JAI. Mike, your comments, please, sir.
Good evening, Chris and Don and everyone. I have no additional comments tonight, Don. I'll turn it right back to you. This is KA2JAI.
Okay. Next, we have KB3VRM. Brian, your comments, please, sir.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone has a great evening and a great weekend. KB3VRM, back on that.
Check-ins on the 805 machine. Okay, nothing heard. Send it net back to AB3WT and 3FQT.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Don. Thanks for handling the KA2JAI machine. Always a great system. All right, let's go next to our individual check-ins, and I began writing about 10 minutes ago, so it's probably going to go from the bottom up on my list here on my screen. We're going to start with Kilo Charlie Tree Tango Lima Oscar. This is Don. Your comments, please.
Roger, Kilo Charlie 3 Tangalina Oscar, and I don't have any specific things for this evening other than wishing everyone a great weekend and 7-3s. Back to net.
Okay, thank you, Don. Thanks for joining us tonight. Next on my list, Kilo Charlie 3, Oscar Kilo Delta. This is Wayne. Good evening. Your comments, please. Okay, nothing heard there. Let's go next to Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. This is Pam. Good evening. Your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. I have a reminder to WinLink operators. In order to maintain and improve your skills, there are multiple weekly and monthly nets, as well as ARIES drills and exercises that you can participate in, because practice makes proficient. Back to Net Control, this is KB3SWS.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Always a pleasure having you here on our EchoLink Net. Thank you. And let's go next to one of our emergency coordinators, KB3SPH. Glad to have you here. Your comments tonight, sir.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jeff, KB3SPH. In Prince George's County, our ARIES, we're planning to do a virtual hospital drill for the set on 5 October, so we're in planning for that and hope our ARIES members can join us for that. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the SCT is coming up, and I know I've mentioned this before, but this year we've decided to have the SCT be a local event for all the counties. The county emergency coordinators will create that event and whatever they see fit to do in their groups. So we left it up to the county ECs this year to do that. And we appreciate all the great work that they do. All right, next let's go to K3ABZ. And this is Mark. Good evening, Mark. Your comments tonight.
Good evening, Chris. Thanks for the updates. Always very interesting. Nothing really to add beyond that. 7-3s, everybody. K3ABZ, back in net control.
All right, very good, Mark. Thanks. Thanks for the work you're doing on Baltimore Traffic Net. Doing a great job there, as always. All right, next I would love to go to WI3N. This is Jim. And good evening, Jim. Thanks for joining. Pleasure always to have you here and your comments tonight.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris, and good evening to everyone on the net. Just a few items here real quick. I believe also on the 6th at the Hamfest we'll have a test session. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be doing a test session from 9 till 11 or so. I believe at 11 will be the TMARC meeting, and let's see, what was the other thing I was going to mention? Well, oh, Chris, thank you very much for getting this, getting the newsletter out to the affiliated club coordinators, club presidents, et cetera, who got it out to the people here, and I think that was very good, and congratulations on getting up there to Newington. It's an interesting thing. Thank you very much. Back to net, WI3N.
Okay, very good. Thank you as always. And if you have not had a chance to get up to headquarters, highly recommended. It's quite a fascinating place and a lot of great people doing a lot of great work there. So let's go next to W3YVQ. And before I bring Father Al on, I want to mention, speaking of headquarters, I took a lot of pictures of the things that they have in the display cases. The original Wolf Hung is there, and Old Betsy is there. They actually turned it on. It made a whirring sound and then some very loud, staticky, crackly sounds. It was absolutely fascinating. He didn't leave it on long, but about 10 seconds. So I got some pictures of that, and I'm going to send them out. W3YVQ, Father Al, please.
Very well. Good evening, Chris, and everyone on the net. Well, I'm glad you got to see the great torture machine. And I'm speaking of a SparkTap transmitter now. The other one I don't have to define for you. I expected you to bring one back. But back in the old days, folks, people used to run a wheel that made and broke an electrical circuit through a coil linked to the big antenna tuning coil and it would ring the coil. That is, the pulse would actually generate a big RF resonance in the tank circuit, and that was what caused current to flow in the antenna and caused you to be heard miles and miles away. And of course, because it was being switched at the speed of the flying wheel, it made a horrible buzz. It was probably broader than any thing that's ever been used for transmitting since, hundreds of kilohertz wide, even though it was transmitting on a center frequency of a few hundred kilohertz. In any case, those wondrous things are no longer legal, so you don't hear SparkCat transmitters on the air anymore. I suspect if you're on a desert island somewhere in the Pacific, it might work as an emergency device to get help, but you'd probably get arrested for spectrum pollution for using it, notwithstanding the good results. Break.
W3G.
And we are, in fact, in need of a number of operators on our MDD net. The National Traffic System runs cycles during the daytime and evening, total of max of four per day. We run the last half of cycle two here in the third area each day and all of cycle four in the evening, which means there's a local net, a region net, an area net, a region net for the second time, and a section net for the second time. So MDD meets twice. So the operators that go to MDD are vital in handling outbound traffic, leaving the section going anywhere in the country through our manual net system. We need operators as liaisons from the earlier nets, as well as net controls and liaisons to the third region net, which means you carry traffic uphill that's going to eastern or western Pennsylvania or higher, and bring traffic back to MDD at 10 o'clock. And there are great career opportunities because eventually from third region, you could pick up the baton and carry it to the eastern area net, where first, second, third, fourth, and eighth regions meet every night once to handle traffic for the eastern third of the country and make contact with the liaisons that carry traffic to the middle of the country, known as central, and the western portion of the country break. A real good way to get started on CW is to join up with the Maryland SlowNet. The MSN meets every night at 7:30 p.m. on 3563. That's 3563. And November 3, Alpha Echo Alpha Ron is the net manager there. And when you check in at whatever speed you can muster, they will talk to you at your speed and will slow down on request. And if you wish to take training, they will send you off the net frequency with an instructor and send radiograms to you, slowly and carefully explaining as they go if needed, in order to get your code speed up while also learning what radiograms look like. And they're, of course, the modern form of the old Western Union telegram that we use for our major manual network systems throughout the United States operating in NTS and RRI break. And we also strongly encourage all of our communicators here in section in the various groups, particularly along with RECES and NTS, to become familiar with our NTS nets and the procedures for formatting and transmitting radiogram traffic, but also how to create and transmit WinLink messages in the standard email format over forward error correcting radio at quite high speed on HF using PACTOR 4 now, which is legalized, and or VERA, which is essentially a sound card modulation system, avoiding the $2,000 bill for the big PTC modems, which are superb. VERA is a much less expensive, slower alternative. And not only can you use PACTOR VERA for HF connections, but also on packet. And they, in addition to using their nationwide network facilities, also work peer-to-peer, which means, as Prince George's County does regularly, provide hospital traffic support using emails sent back and forth between the hospitals over amateur radio using the Windlink protocol, and they can always connect to the network if necessary and send email formatted traffic anywhere in the country. And our digital traffic network run by RRI handles the radiogram as well as the hybrid radiogram containing email formatted text, which can be text extracted from an ICS form, for example. And that network also can transmit messages nationwide, radio all the way, 24/7, with email formatted text between the breaks for the hybrid and the legacy radiogram digitally for the regular radiogram. We have three major network layers. You should become familiar with all of them if you're interested in EMCOM, because they will be the backbone for emergency communications nationwide, should it become necessary. Right. And then lastly, a thought came to me that I hadn't done this so far this year, but I'll do it again here tonight. If you stop and look at the various organizations that help disabled veterans and regular retired veterans at some of the homes that have been set up for those folks, not everybody is aware of the fact that you can make overtures to those organizations and to those homes to go in and help educate them about the possibilities of amateur radio. Amateur radio can provide for those people, particularly some with severe disabilities, a means to communicate on a keyboard and CW, for example, if they've lost their ability to speak. And amateur radio, in addition to filling in those dark corners for some of those people, also provides, once contact is made, a camaraderie with other people, which dramatically brightens their lives and makes it something worth getting up in the morning for. A very worthwhile project to bring up with your clubs, both locally and statewide, and within the divisions as well. Talk to the various organizations that supply funding for disabled veterans and see how you can work out an arrangement with proper security to make those overtures. 7-3, all have a nice weekend. W3YVQ.
Okay, very good, Father Al. Thanks, as always, for the words and the education. One other thing about HQ. The original Wolfhung that's in the display case there at W1AW is very small. I was expecting it to be a lot bigger. It's only about, I would say, 13 or 14 inches long. I was expecting it to be much bigger, so I was quite shocked. I got a picture of it either way. All right, let's go next to my friend Jeff, KC3OQP. Jeff handles a lot of the public service events in this section, and we thank him for doing that. KC3OQP, Jeff, your comments tonight.
All right, Chris, thank you for doing that tonight, and just that correction on CareFest. The only reason why I knew that was because I actually have an event coming up on the 6th, and I don't have a couple of my bikes because they're going to CareFest. So I'm looking for a few volunteers if they can do comms on a bike to reach out to me at public events, arrl@gmail.com. And other than that, we've been having a pretty good year, no incidences along my events, and that's about it. Thanks again, Chris, for doing that, KC3OQP.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jeff, and we appreciate the I'm sure it's not easy to put these public service events together. There's a lot of coordination that has to go on between the organization and the hams that work with Jeff. So if you have a new person in your club or in your group, please get a hold of Jeff and have them. They can be paired with an experienced ham working a water stop or a rest stop. It's just an absolutely wonderful way to get a new ham out in the field, get them exposed to an Aries group, and have somebody hold their hand while they're doing that. So it's a fantastic experience for new hams. Highly recommended. All right, let's go next to KC3EWN. This is James. Thanks for joining. Your comments tonight. All right, no audio there. And let's try, I'm not sure this is the station, Alpha Juliet 3, Papa. If you're here with us on the conference server, your comments tonight, AJ3P. Okay, nothing there. All right, that is the list as I have it. Let's go ahead and call for any other stations that I missed or anyone with any additional comments. It's quarter of, we usually go about 45 minutes, so we have plenty of time if we need it. Any other stations that I missed or anyone with further comments, please?
Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Lima.
Thank you. Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Lima, good evening. And your comments tonight?
Good evening, Chris and everybody on the net. I apologize for being late. Had another commitment. I am happy to report, this is Richard from the Armed Forces Retirement Home here in D.C. We have a VHF-UHF radio up, operating and on the air now here at the home. We have a nice radio room set up, and we have the Amateur Radio Association going here again. And we actually did try to get into the traffic nets several times this week, but we, for whatever reason, we're just not hearing the BTN. We got it programmed into the radios, but we don't hear nothing. We're not even able to trigger the repeater, which is kind of shocking because our antenna is 9 stories up in the air on top of our Sheridan building, which is the second highest structure on the campus besides the actual bell tower for the Sherman building. So, but we did try to get into the BTN, but no joy on that one. So then the next night we tried to get into the Dulles Metro traffic net, which is Virginia section. We hit that repeater with no problem, but we didn't hear no traffic net fire up at the appropriate time. So we're still working on it. We're going to definitely get in because I myself, I'm a former NTS net manager. I love traffic handling. It's in the blood. I can't get rid of it. So we're going to get that going, and we're working on getting into the basic Skywarn training coming up this Tuesday over in Maryland. Get a group of us here to go that are still able to get up and around and actually do things. Not everybody here is that old. We do have quite a few of us that are in our 50s and 60s. So keep us in your thoughts as we continue to move on and get the more people involved with the radio here at the Amateur Radio Club and the Armed Forces Retirement Home here in D.C. because we're really enjoying it and the interest is peaking here, so that's a good thing. With that, I'll pass it back to Chris, AB3WG from AC8AL.
Okay, very good, Richard. Thank you so much for that information. And I believe I remember you checking in with us last month, so I certainly appreciate your participation here on the conference server. Regarding BTN, occasionally the 146.67 repeater is down, and then we're on the 805 machine. You can look in the comments there. There's lots of folks commenting. So it may have been that we were on the our backup machine, but please do try, continue trying to get in on 146.67, and the tone is 107.2, so we'd love to have you, and we'll listen for you. Okay, and we're currently are on the 67 machine each evening at 6:30 p.m., so we'd love to have you, and again, we'll listen for you. Anyone else, any further comments, please?
This is WB3GXW. I'd like to have a quick contact with KB3SPH.
Yes, sir, GXW. John, go ahead, please. WB3GXW, go ahead, please.
Yes, for you, nothing heard. WB3GXW, clear.
Okay, very good. About 10 of now. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank everybody for joining us here for the monthly Section Echolink conference. Thank you to John Creel for hosting us. Thanks, everybody, for joining GoodNet tonight. Lots of great information and a good group checked in. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, John. And let's do it again next month. And let's see, what's the third Friday, October? It'll be the 18th next month, and we'll see everybody at TerraFest on the 6th. And there's another event on the 12th, I think, so that's where my confusion was. So hopefully we'll see some folks on the 6th for CaraFest, and then we'll be right back here on the 18th for the EchoLinkNet. All right, 7-3-all, have a great weekend. AB3WG.
AJ3P, have a good weekend.
AJ3P, AB3WG, thank you. I did call you. If you have any comments, please give them, sir. Sorry I missed you. Okay, nothing.
PS, WB3GXW. WB3GXW clear.
Connected. KI4EKI link.
W3HDB KI4EKI.